Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome back to another episode of eLaborate Topics. I am your laboratory mentor for this podcast, Tywana Wilson. I am so excited about the opportunity to talk with you about all things medical laboratory. For those of you tuning in for the first time, eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, are bringing to you related topics related to laboratory and leadership to help you excel inside and outside of the laboratory. I'm very excited about the show today, so let's get right into it. Are you looking for ways to stand out in your career? Are you looking for ways in which you will have the opportunity to be visible? Well, I have the perfect strategy for you. And it won't cost you anything except for your time, of course. If you are not already, then you need to think about getting on the LinkedIn platform. While there are many social media platforms out there today, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and they all have their unique purposes, in this episode, we will take a deeper dive into the platform of LinkedIn. And believe it or not, it is the platform that has the most traffic on it for those professionals that are looking to stand out in their careers. So if you're not on that platform, after today's session, I hope that you take the opportunity to get on the platform and not just get on the platform, actually utilize the platform, engage and connect. So let's talk about some reasons on why you need to get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a requirement in today's professional job market. Almost 95% of recruiters say that they use LinkedIn to search for candidates. And so this is huge because when you're searching for jobs, it's really a numbers game. While employers are always trying to bring the best possible candidate for their employer or for their team, it is a numbers game. It's almost like sales. The more resumes that you can get in front of you, the more likely you are to get the best candidate. And so when companies say that they got the best candidate, they probably did the best candidate for the applications that they received at that time. It doesn't always mean that it's the best candidate that's out there. It's just the one that they can find. And on LinkedIn, that is a perfect way for you to be found, especially if you're in the job market. You may be thinking, what's all the fuss? Are people really logging on and really checking out LinkedIn? Well, there are 100 million users that log on to LinkedIn each and every day. That's huge. 100 million users with 260 million users logging on every single month. So LinkedIn is a busy, busy place. And there are 500 million users worldwide that are on the platform, that are connected on the platform or have a profile on the platform. LinkedIn has a goal to get to over 1 billion users, 1 billion members. I think they were originally targeting the end of the year, but I know soon they are looking at having over 1 billion users utilize their platform. So now that we know that the goal is for them to have over 1 billion users and they're already 500 million users on the platform, that makes me excited. It makes me excited to know that recruiters, employers all around the globe are on the platform and they can easily find me in Cincinnati, Ohio, which means they can easily find you in your respective areas, especially if you're out in the job market. So in today's podcast, we're going to cover some practical strategies to help you get started on the platform if you are not already on the platform, or to up-level your profile if you are on the platform, so that you're able to fully optimize and maximize your visibility on the LinkedIn platform. We'll first start out with five key strategies for designing your LinkedIn profile. Number one, you want to edit your headline. So you want to start by writing a specific headline to tell employers what value you add or can make to the team. This is your first piece of real estate on your LinkedIn profile, is your headline. Most people use this opportunity to put their current role, like they may put, I'm vice president of XYZ company, but this is a great place for you to tell potential employers who you are, what you can bring. For example, you can have a headline of medical laboratory scientist experience in blood bank. You can use that as your headline. And that way, those employers who are looking for medical laboratory scientists with experience in blood bank would be able to find you. Having your credentials, your MLS or MLT or MT or SBB in your headline is also a good way for potential employers to be able to find you. You do want to keep in mind, however, to avoid technical terms, you know, those terms that maybe are not universally known or maybe is unique to your particular laboratory or in your particular lab area. In different parts of the country, we use different terms, so you want to be cautious of that to avoid some of those technical terms that people might be unfamiliar with. So your headline is a great piece of real estate in which you're able to start to stand out on the LinkedIn platform. The second is to update your summary. Your summary is where you can add more details and showcase your achievements. You can actually provide, you know, statistics of your impact. You're able to add multimedia files, videos, samples of your work, if you published any articles, if you were featured in any magazines or newspapers, any photos, you're able to add those attachments right there in your summary. This is another prime piece of real estate on your LinkedIn profile that you might not think to take advantage of. This is not necessarily an area to just chronologically state your resume, but this is an area that gives you an opportunity to shine, where you can have some personality. Although LinkedIn is a professional platform and you want to keep it that way, but it is still your opportunity to be able to showcase something unique about yourself in the summary space. So definitely make sure that you're utilizing all of the characters that they give you in the summary. You also want to choose a photo. You want to choose an image that looks professional and is clear. So focus on your face and use flattering natural light. You know, if you're a person who likes color, you know, maybe have a red or yellow or a nice green or another shirt, and maybe a black jacket or some kind of a dress coat or something like that against a plain background, so that your background isn't busy. One of the things that you want to avoid on the LinkedIn profile, especially when it comes to your photo, is having a photo of you and somebody else. Maybe a photo of you and your child, or you and your husband, or you and a group of people. Because again, LinkedIn is a professional platform, and employers or potential clients, they want to see you. They want to be able to get a piece of who you are, and they do that by looking at your photo. If you don't have a photo, then the studies show that people who don't have a photo on LinkedIn, that recruiters or anybody that's trying to connect with you won't even connect because you don't have a photo on your profile. So this is an easy way to start to stand out, is get a photo onto your profile. You actually want to get a background image as well. That's another way for you to be able to stand out on the platform. Remember, there are millions of users that are on the platform each and every day. And so you want to be able to stand out in your industry. So pick a background that may signify your industry. So if you're a lab person, maybe you want something lab related in the background as your background image. Or maybe you want your city skyline as your background image, or maybe you want something scientific as your background image. So a background image also increases the likelihood that somebody will actually click and review your profile. Add keywords. This is critical. So help the recruiters and their automated search tools be able to find you. One of the ways to be able to find keywords for your industry, especially if you are a job seeker, is to look through job descriptions and resumes for keywords related to your particular job that you want to get. And then you want to be able to include those in your profile. You will include these keywords in your headline as well as in your summary. So your headline and summary, again, are key pieces of real estate on the LinkedIn platform. As a medical laboratory professional, keywords that you could consider adding to your profile that will make it searchable for recruiters who would maybe looking is the MLS or MLT ASCP certification. When you're looking through job descriptions, you will always find that they have that certification requirement. They may have MT ASCP, they may have MT AMT, but the most common ones that you see are MLT or MLS ASCP. You also want to have the words clinical laboratory in your profile. That's a key word if you look at job descriptions. Medical technologists, even though our naming of our professional title has changed and depending on where you are at in your career, you might use medical technologists. You might use medical laboratory sciences. You might use medical laboratory technician. You might use clinical laboratory sciences. You may use clinical laboratory technologist. So there are various ways in which we identify ourselves as a medical laboratory professional. And so you want to include some of those ways because depending on the job area in which you're searching for, they could use a combination of those keywords. So medical technologist, medical technology. You might want to use biology in there because when they look for degree requirements, a lot of times they ask for a degree, a Bachelor of Science of Medical Technology, or a Bachelor of Science in Biology or Microbiology. You might want to use words such as laboratory equipment, standard operating procedures, quality assurance, quality control. These are all keywords that you want to use throughout your profile. In the summary, if possible, in your actual experience, you want to use these keywords because when the recruiters and automated filters are looking for potential candidates, that's what they're searching for. They are putting in these keywords and seeing what profiles pop up. For example, a recruiter might be looking for a medical laboratory scientist, and so they will type in medical laboratory scientist. They might type in the state in which they are looking for a candidate. So they might type in Ohio, for example. They can even break it down to the city in which they are looking for candidates. And then what happens is if you have the keyword of medical laboratory scientist, you live in Ohio, specifically Cincinnati, if they typed in the city as an example, then they're going to get all of the profiles that has that keyword of medical laboratory sciences in that particular location. And so you want to be visible, you want to be able to stand out online so that you are able to get those opportunities. Another hack or thing that you need to pay attention to when you are updating your LinkedIn profile is you have the opportunity to choose your URL. So LinkedIn will give you a URL that has a bunch of numbers like 0025 Taiwana Wilson. And you have the opportunity to go in and update that URL to, you can, I would suggest starting with just your name. In my case, Taiwana Wilson. Maybe there's another Taiwana Wilson out there. If so, then I could use Taiwana in my middle initial, D. Wilson. So you want to make sure that you use that opportunity because this is another way for you to be able to stand out, to change it to something that's more effective to you. So if you're, again, if your name is already taken, you can use your middle initial or you can use your hometown, just a way for people to be able to easily identify you. So those are five key areas of your LinkedIn profile in which you can start to update and design that will position you for career opportunities. If you are in the business space, it will position you for business opportunities and potential clients. But this is a good way to be able to start to climb the clinical ladder because you never know where an opportunity might be waiting for you, but you have to be able to be available and visible. So now that we've taken the time to get our profile up to date, now it's time to actually use the platform and get active, not just be on the platform and log in every now and again, but you have to get on there and actually use it. And so the first step to actually using the profile is making connections. So you want to make connections with people and add value to your circle, add value to your network. You want to look for people in which you have a common interest with. You want to look for people in which you have, they will be able to, you'll be able to leverage each other's skill sets, or it would just be an awesome thing to be able to be connected with them. And so starting with those connections. So when you go onto the LinkedIn profile, LinkedIn platform, and you're ready to make a connection with somebody. Say you're ready to connect with another scientist that maybe live in another area and you know them specifically. Maybe you met them via one of the conferences that we have, one of the laboratory conferences or a leadership conference, and you want to connect with them or you saw them somewhere else. Then go on there and look and see if they are on the platform. And send them a note with your connection request. You know, it could be as simple as, "Hi, Sister Sciences, I met you at the ASCP annual meeting and I wanted to connect with you and keep in touch with you. Thanks." You always want to put, especially if you do know this person, you want to be able to put that connection. Where did I meet you? You know, you recently came to my organization and you had a talk and I just wanted to add you to my network. You added so much value when you came to our organization. I wanted to be able to connect with you. And so you can easily connect with a ton of people on LinkedIn. My recommendation would be to connect with people in which you have similar interests. Connect with people in which you can be able to be of value to each other. Don't necessarily connect with people for the sake of connecting with people. I will tell you on the LinkedIn platform, you will find a lot of people are selling or marketing their specific product or service. I find it to be a little bit more on LinkedIn than some of the other profiles. So that's why you definitely want to connect with people that are of your similar scope. That could reduce some of the unwanted inbox messages. Not saying that you won't get them, because you still will. People are able to send in mail messages to people, especially if they have premium accounts. But I would recommend that you start by making connections with people that you are of similar scope, a similar value. And you can look up people by their company. You can look up people by their organization of affiliation. So if you want to find members who are following or connected with ASCP or ASCLS or CLMA or AABB, or any of the professional societies, you can look that information up and look for people that are connected to that. Or maybe you want to look for people in which you went to the same college. You can look for people by school or university. That's an awesome way to get started connecting with people, is looking for their university and connecting with your fellow alumni. You may be thinking, well, how many connections do I need to have? Well, that depends. I would say I would make sure that you have quality connections. It's not about the quantity, because you can have thousands of connections, but you want to make sure that you have quantity connections, quality connections that you are connected to. So strive for at least 500 connections that you can find on the platform. So if you are under 500 connections, I would say work to get to at least 500 connections on the platform, which is easily doable considering that there are millions of users on the platform. Another way to get active and engaged on LinkedIn is to join groups. Look for groups in your subject area and participate actively. Now, the groups are still pretty active. I think they were active a little bit more when they first started with the groups, and I would anticipate that groups would become more active as LinkedIn continues to enhance the platform. But there are several groups out there in which you can get involved and connected with. Some of the groups in the laboratory space include the Lab Management Group, the Clinical Lab Professional Innovation Group. There's also a Medical Laboratory Sciences Group. There's a LIMS and Lab Careers Group. There are tons of groups out there. These are just a few that you might want to consider joining a part of. In these groups, they have specific things that they talk about, post about. Some of these in these groups, they post job opportunities. Some of these groups, they post trending topics in the career field. So it's definitely a great way to get involved on the platform. You also want to post. You want to post often. So this could be something about a trending topic in your field. It could be a positive quote or motivational quote. You just want to get active. So you want to be able to be on the platform and using it. I would recommend that you at least get on there and post something at least daily, or if you can't commit to daily. And when I say daily, most users on the LinkedIn platform are on there Monday through Friday. So maybe post something daily, or at least 2 to 3 times a week if you're not already active on the platform. That way that you are getting active on the platform. So posting, commenting on the posts of your connections, engaging in those posts. And the reason why it's important to be active is because then your profile starts to show up and you're more visible. Again, our whole purpose is to be visible and to stand out in our careers. We want to position ourselves to be able to climb the corporate ladder if that's what we want to do, or change careers if that's what we want to do, or maybe you want to start a business or be able to leverage your profile in order to help a nonprofit or a cause that is near and dear to your heart. These are all ways you're able to do that via the LinkedIn platform, but it will take you being consistent and it will take you being engaged on the platform. The more consistent and engaged you are, the more likely that your profile will pop up in the news feeds of your potential employers that you want to work for, groups in which you might be seeking membership in, or those kind of things. Another opportunity to become visible on the platform is to gather recommendations and endorsements. So this is a huge thing as well. Recruiters want to know what others say about you. When recruiters are trying to fill positions, they want to get the best candidate. And unfortunately, there's only so many ways to be able to do that. They want to be able to use all viable sources. So they want to be able to use your profile. They want to be able to use what are people saying about you all before they even get you to the point of an interview or a phone screen. Ask your former employers or contacts for recommendations. So this is huge because they are able to validate some of the things in your profile. They are able to validate you as a great worker. And use your endorsements to be able to advertise your skills that you are high in demand. So when you think about your skills, you know, leadership, communication, there's a whole list that people can endorse you for. And as you build your connections, people and they get to know you if they work with you inside or outside of the workplace, because as we know, what happens outside of the workplace in our community are transferable skills that you are able to use inside of the workplace. And so we want to gather those recommendations and endorsements. Another way you can stand out is you can write and publish articles on LinkedIn. You can actually publish videos as well. So if you have done some mini trainings, this is an opportunity to highlight your expertise and your skills. So you can share your knowledge and insights on the publishing side of the platform. You can, if you want, develop a content strategy and use a calendar in which you can, that will remind you to publish often. So again, this is another way that you can position yourself as an expert. So if you know that you are a microbiologist and maybe you enjoy speaking and training the students and you have developed a lot of different helpful tips, you can utilize LinkedIn and publish these as articles, and that is a way for you to be able to stand out in your industry. These are just a few key strategies that you can use to stand out and get seen on the LinkedIn profile. Optimizing your profile can make it easier for others to find you and help you reach your professional goals. You'll also increase your job satisfaction and you'll probably spend less time on the unemployment line if you utilize LinkedIn in your career strategy. As we wrap up today's episode with these few basic strategies to get you actively involved on the LinkedIn profile, remember, it will take you being consistent and being engaged on the platform, and start with editing your headline so that you are able to stand out and employers can see that you add value to your scope of work. Update your summary. This is prime real estate in which you are able to showcase your achievements and give more details about yourself. You're able to add some multimedia attachments such as videos and samples of your work in your summary. Make sure you have a photo, a professional photo, which employers will be able to easily see who they are potentially working with. Add keywords throughout your profile, in your summary, as well as in your headline and throughout your profile. You also want to update your URL to something that is more personalized for you. So thank you so much for tuning in and checking out this episode of Elaborate Topics with your laboratory mentor, Tywana Wilson. I hope you were able to get some practical strategies that you were able to implement today to get you on your journey to standing out and being visible in your career by utilizing the LinkedIn platform. And as we close, you can utilize the LinkedIn platform, and the free or basic version will be a great start to get started. If you like what you heard today and want to listen to previous shows, subscribe at directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at Tywana Wilson. I would love to have you as a connection request and have you in my network. You can send us an email if you are interested in being on this show at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com to learn more about being a guest, learn more about this topic. You can also go to directimpactbroadcasting.com, the website, and submit your interest to be a guest. You can leave comments on this episode and let us know if you learn anything or if there were any takeaways from this episode. Our goal with the Elaborate Topics podcast is to give you those practical strategies. We don't want to overwhelm, because we know that an overwhelmed mind does nothing. And so we want to give you a few basic strategies that you can apply each and every week. Please tune in next week to hear another amazing episode with the Elaborate Topics family. And until next time, have an amazing day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.